Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Institute for Personal Development, Kriya Yoga Ashram, where total consciousness is the new frontier.
Kriya Yoga is union of the individual with the divine. Join us as we explore the practices to initiate this process.
Good morning. Welcome to the Voice of Yoga. Let's Talk Consciousness. I'm your hostess, Lisa Winton, and with me is Kenny Toy, also known as Swami Jayananda, founder of the Institute for Personal Development, located here in Hampton, New Hampshire. Good morning, Swami. Thank you for being here today. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing pretty good today. How about you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good today. Thanks for asking. And we want to thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Today on the Voice of Yoga, we will talk about labor in America and the application of the divine law of harmony. Listen as we discuss the various layers of organized labor, from the performance of task to the relations between employee and employer to the national and global impact. We will be explaining the benefits of harmony in all relationships and the function of divine law in all activities. Welcome to the Voice of Yoga. We are talking consciousness. Join the Kriya Yoga spiritual advance. Get the light in your soul and experience the union with the divine. Well, so Swami, let's get started here. So why don't we actually start with labor in America, and then you can talk to us what divine law of harmony really means.
Yeah, I think the whole concept of organized labor and creating harmonious relations between the working people and the employees, between employer and employee, is a big part of the labor movement in this country. And also the whole concept of a fair day's work for a fair day's pay. But one of the directions that I thought maybe we could take in this particular show is labor in and of itself, working hard. And one of the things I remember being 20 some odd years in the building trades, that there was always a way of recognizing those in the crafts that were very proficient at what they were doing. And what we would call that was working like a gentleman. Now, in retrospect, thinking about this whole thing of living with grace, living without the sweat of your brow kind of a thing, that's what those particular craftsmen really, I think, were doing. They were living with grace, that they were really doing, they were performing the task, but it was relatively effortless. They would get the job done, and at the same time, they were not killing themselves, where there were others who would do the same job and they were breaking their backs. And so I think that's kind of like the theme of this particular show, or the direction that I thought maybe we could get into, because of the title being Labor Day and the Divine Law of Harmony, which is basically, divine law is living with grace. It's opening ourselves up to this more proficient mode of operation, that you're doing stuff with technique. And that's a mix of doing it with feeling and intelligence, the letter and the spirit. That's more or less what I think working as a gentleman really meant, that you had the balance. You weren't just knowledgeable about your craft, you were also very passionate about it. And it reflected in the outcome of your performance.
Yeah, I think that's probably what's missing with a lot of the jobs that are maybe out there these days. There's a lot of fast food. There's a lot of I think maybe a lot of employment where people who are in those jobs may feel like they're in a dead-end opportunity. And granted, it could just be their perception. So how would somebody in any job go from thinking that this is a dead-end job to, wow, I'm really in the divine law of harmony with what I'm doing?
Well, I think that's just it. You approach your life when one of the things that we always talk about is your primary relationship with the divine and how that enriches everything that you do, from whatever you do for a living or whatever your career might be, to doing food shopping or laundry or washing dishes after a meal. These are all things that when they are done with a certain degree of understanding, with spiritual understanding, when they're done with grace, it changes the whole experience. It enriches the whole experience because you're not drawing off of the experience and you're not looking for results. You're living out from the perfection of being. Just the simple acknowledgement of the presence of divine law enriches everything that you do, which is very different than when we're basically looking for validation from the outside world. So in other words, like you want a pat on your back because you did the dishes, as opposed to understanding the presence of divine love and divine law is just permeating everything that you're doing. So the exchange of energy is different. You're not drawing off, but you're giving back. And you're giving back because you're connected to something that's pure, powerful, sacred. It's inexhaustible. And there's no need for any return. So your whole mental landscape is just totally different than when you are living out from the testimony of your senses, basically. When you're looking for something external to validate what you did, be it a paycheck, be it a compliment, or even, you know, just the simple fact that I accomplished something, is very different than when you have this primary relationship with your divinity. And everything that you do just exudes absolute love and absolute goodness and absolute harmony.
You brought up a good point that I was going to ask you about, and that would be our willingness to maybe change our perception about what it is that we get from working, from laboring. Is it really just to collect the paycheck? And if that's the case, then maybe we need to drill down to what is it that we are afraid of, because then we have this fear of our source of supply, of having to go without. So therefore, we have to work to get this paycheck, and that's the main motivating force.
Yeah, but I think you hit the nail on the head when you talk about source of supply, because it's not your job that gives you money. Everything comes from divine law. Even when we are not living out from divine law, that the underpinnings of all life is divine law. And when we are not living out from divine law, then we're living out from the material law, which plays out as the law of karma, which is an ongoing struggle. But when you rise above karma and you now attune yourself with spiritual law, then everything is done with grace. But it is really the presence of divine law that supplies everything in creation. But we do it the opposite. We look for the things that we can put in our pocket, as opposed to the invisible, intangible supply. And so we're kind of putting our attention in the wrong place. And that's why we have the anxiety. Because if you lose your job, then what? But if you understand that it is divine law that will supply you with whatever it is that you need, and it is your job that is being manifested as the presence of the Absolute, that's a very different dynamic. So that now you don't have a dependency on what is being reported in your senses, but you have a reliance on the sustaining infinite, the invisible, the intangible source, which is inexhaustible. There is never any lack in spirit. And on many different levels, the spiritual template is perfect. There are no accidents. There is no sickness. There is no suffering. It's a very different base of operation.
Right. I think I would have to definitely agree with you there. But I think, like I said earlier, that there may be 75% of the population that doesn't have that same perception when it comes to their laboring. I mean, they're laboring because they need this paycheck. They need to have this money and they're stuck on that.
Right. And even say, for example, let's just look at the origins of this country when we were one nation under God. Now, of course, we don't understand. We don't even know what God is anymore. And we think God is something you believe in. And we think that God is some cosmic puppeteer that is monitoring our conduct and rewarding and punishing us based on our behavior. And so we don't understand the physics of spirituality, that this concept of God is a source of sustenance, the sustaining infinite. It is the invisible, intangible, but it is the nothing out of which everything comes. And we've taken that out of the equation. And that's primarily based on human ignorance. Just because we took it out, now we're blaming everything on the simple fact that nothing works. And even when you don't understand divine law and you mistake karmic law for divine law, and then you try and use the same rules that would apply in divine law in karmic law, it doesn't work. And so as a result, this concept now, you don't believe in God because it doesn't work. But when you understand it scientifically, and you also see the importance in the application of the presence of this law of harmony, then you start to plug your life into it and you start to get results, then it's no longer based on belief. Now it's all based on demonstration, which is how it originated.
Yeah, that's very interesting. So I think trying to teach ourselves to look at things differently would enable us to maybe let go a lot of those stresses that we have when it comes to this, you know, the monetary compensation for a job well done.
Yeah, and also living out from the perfection of being, living in harmony with divine law, you never get out of balance. You're living out from divine mind, which is perfect intelligence. So you're not doing things emotionally, which is typically why most of us, our lives are failing, is because we're relying totally on our five sense mind, the lower mind, which is really kind of limited in your understanding of who you are, because the five sense mind is really human consciousness that has been individualized from world mind, which is separate from divine mind. It's actually the shadow of divine mind. And to try and use the benefits that would come if you had a connection with the divine, and try and do it with the counterfeit or the imitation, it doesn't work. And so that's where I think a lot of us find ourselves, that we would like to believe that this is available, but because of our own ignorance of how it works and our inability to access it and employ it, then we wind up that we fall back on what everybody else is doing. And we call that normal.
Well, this is a great place to pause to hear a word from our sponsors. Listeners, we'll be back with you in just a few moments. Kriya Yoga Theory 2 is a unique and revolutionary practice and forum designed to facilitate the growth process in human development. Apotheosis is a real experience and has an evidence procedure. You cannot lead someone to permanent change by doing for them what they must do themselves. Personal accountability and responsibility are the foundation of Kriya Yoga Theory 2. You must be engaged and devoted. Prana power brings virtue to overcome fear, wisdom to overcome ignorance, purpose to overcome selfishness, enthusiasm to overcome laziness. Kriya Yoga is a path of action, knowledge, and devotion. These sessions are a celestial positioning system to guide the individual into union with the divine. For more information or to sign up for your next session online, go to www.ipdtransform.com. Namaste. And welcome back. For those of you just joining us, you're listening to The Voice of Yoga, and we are talking consciousness. So Swami, in our notes, we have on here that we want to talk about the three modes of performance corresponding with the levels of consciousness. So what do those have to do with the divine law of harmony?
Yeah, it has a lot to do with what we desire, whatever it is that we are attracted to, that if we are at our lowest level of consciousness, we are attracted to things visible and tangible, particles. And from that perspective, we're reactive, we're emotional, and we're careless, which is pretty much our mode of operation. But we are attracted or attached to duality, and we're under the law of karma, which means that we have a belief in two powers. And our reality is a mix of good and evil. Now, the next octave up is when we move into intelligence. And from here, we are attracted or we are attached to waves or energy. And here we are intelligent, we're ambitious, and we're careful. But we're still attached to duality. And we're still under the law of karma. But if we desire the void or the nothing, which is invisible and intangible, then we are now, we have risen above duality or governed by wisdom. We are carefree, we're wise, liberated. And the term is called enthusiastic. And I really like that term, enthusiasm, because enthusiasm means that you are in tandem with the divine. Theos is the Greek word for God. And so enthusiasm is very different, and you're carefree and you're wise. But now you're under the law of harmony. You have a belief in one power. There's no mix here of good and evil. There are no conflicting forces. That is why we call it the law of harmony. That's why exudes peace and goodness and life. And it is backed by principle. It is backed by the creation. It is backed by the creator. And so as a result, it is self-existent. It has power of its own. And that's what's different between the law of harmony, is that because it has its own principle. The law of karma really requires belief, that we actually have to take the energy from divine law under the world mind, the shadow of divine mind, and we have to believe in it, which then gives it its existence. But when you are under the law of harmony, when you are under divine law, then it is self-existent. Then you no longer have to believe in it. But you do have to acknowledge the presence of it in order to release its power.
So when we're in a work environment, what does that look like when we do that?
Well, yeah, what's my level of consciousness, what's my degree of awareness is really going to depend upon how you are going to approach anything, because you can do anything at a different level of consciousness and a different degree of awareness. So if I am in a work environment and I am operating emotionally, I'm reactive and I'm controlled by the situation. If I'm intelligent, then I am more objective. But I'm still struggling with a belief in two powers. So there's all of this lobbying for my need or my ambition or my personal agenda for a particular outcome. But when you are under the law of harmony, when you are doing it with wisdom, when you are living out from grace and not the testimony of your senses, then your starting point is that everything is perfect, harmonious, whole, peaceful, and well. And there's really nothing that has to be changed other than your acceptance of the perfection of being.
So you're saying that we also have to change our perception. We have to change about what we see in front of us and how that relates to what level of consciousness am I operating from.
Right. And again, that's all going to come from whatever it is that you are using to validate yourself. And like we have been saying, if I'm using the testimony of my senses, if I'm looking for external reinforcement, then it's a very different mode of operation than if I am starting out with the benefit of internal support, that I'm starting out from the perfection of being, that there isn't anything that needs to be done or changed or feared or desired or anything that requires personal involvement. And that's a big part of when you are operating from the divine law of harmony, is that you are now in sync with divine law. You're in sync with the will of God. But in order to do that, you have to give up personal goals. You have to give up a personal sense of I, personal ambition, personal will. And a lot of us have a difficult time with that because it seems like you're giving up. But it's really much different than that, because it's really more like you're getting on board, like a freight train, that you're getting behind something that has power and principle, and it has a purpose.
So Swami, can you go a little bit deeper in talking to us about motivation?
Yeah, what motivates us, really, whatever it is that we desire, is what we're going to move towards. And I think one of the things that we want to look at is that fear-based motivation is all about getting and taking. But love-based motivation, which comes under the divine law of harmony, that is all about giving. And it's giving without any need for getting, for any concern for getting, because you're connected to something that's inexhaustible, very reliable, totally dependable. And at the same time, extremely affordable.
Well, that certainly sounds like the best way to operate from, right? So, so I'm thinking that maybe now is a good time for you to really kind of like sum up what exactly is divine law of harmony.
Yeah, it's first of all, we're going to start with a resource-based economy. And then I think, well, what is the divine law of harmony? Because it really must be acknowledged, or the divine law of harmony is the acknowledgement of the perfection of being. And what is the perfection of being? There is only one power, and it is absolute goodness, love, peace, and harmony. This is God or divine law. And truth is knowledge of this divine law, knowledge of this concept of God. And faith is belief in truth, right? Because we have been saying we can believe in anything. And belief is what gives thought the power of intention. But when you believe in truth, now you're unleashing the principle of divine law, which has its own power. And when an individual acknowledges the presence of the perfection of being and holds awareness on the truth of being, we are activating the divine law of harmony. It externalizes the perfection of being. This is a prayer, and this is prayer as spiritual understanding. And this is the stuff that heals the sick and reforms the sinner, which is very different than audible prayer.
Okay, so let's put all everything that you're saying into application as it relates to Labor Day.
Right. It's our mode of operation. It's how we're going to perform tasks. It's how we are going to live our lives, and to do it with wisdom, to do it with a carefree attitude, to do it with enthusiasm, to do it with love, and to do it with the law of harmony, to live with grace. That, I think, is probably the best use of this information that we're talking about now.
Well, it is about that time. We have to start closing down our program for today. So listeners, we thank you for tuning in, and don't forget to visit our websites, www.ipdtransform.com. There's a lot of great information on that website to continue your learning experiences. And don't forget to please go on our Facebook page so you can listen to our Facebook Live episodes that we do every Wednesday at 5 p.m. So, Swami, do you have any other final thoughts about today's program?
Well, I would like to acknowledge the importance of organized labor in the United States and what it has done for this country as far as developing a pretty solid middle class. And I think it's important that we acknowledge the importance of a middle class in a democratic society. And with that, I'll wish everybody success with their resource-based economy. And namaste.
Thank you for listening to our program, The Voice of Yoga. This is Lisa Winton, along with Swami Jayananda. We'll be signing off. Have a wonderful Kriya Yoga kind of day. Namaste.